The Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland is this morning announcing the winner of its Public Choice Architecture Award for this year, the result of a competition to find the country's most popular new building or restoration. The public was invited to select from a shortlist of 33 entries, and more than 12,000 people took the opportunity to vote. Kieran O'Connor is president of the Institute. He joins us now. Very good morning to you, Kieran. Now, before I invite you to announce the winner exclusively here on Morning Ireland, just give us a little reminder of the competition. Because there was really quite an extraordinary range of entries, wasn't there, for this?
There certainly was, Brian. I mean, the entries range from major public buildings to house extensions and everything in between, and also include research, universal design and sustainability awards. So it's a very, very wide, broad church of awards. And what we're looking for there really is a watermark of quality in that shortlist. And then that shortlist was offered to the public for voting, and there's been an exceptional level of voting to arrive where we are today.
At the winner. So, and yes. The winner is?
The winner is a project that does all the right things. It's about urban renewal. It's about the renewal of a brownfield site. It's about supporting regeneration in the town it's based in, and counteracts the sort of hollowing out that's been happening in our towns by providing mixed family size homes and housing for the elderly in Drogheda at Scarlet Street. And the scheme is by McKevitt King Architects, a local architects, a father-son practice. And they have won the award by a nose in the voting.
Tooting Meadow is the name of the development.
Tooting Meadow, and it's on Scarlet Street in Drogheda. And Drogheda, it was this old site that belonged to the fire brigade, with the local authority made available to a housing association. And them working with their architect have turned what was not the greatest of sites into a community centred and orientated project that maximises the tangible and the intangible values that people have come to look for. So it does ecological things, it does architectural things, it does functional things, and all of them supplement and support each other.
And it has proved popular, obviously, with the public in winning this vote. On the line, we also have Adrian King, who is the project architect from McKevitt King Architects. A very good morning to you, Adrian. Congratulations on this fantastic
good
award.
Morning.
Well done.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you very much.
Tell us about the project. I mean, it's a challenging enough set of requirements, wasn't it? Kieran gave us a sense there of the site. It's in the town, an old fire station there. You had a very specific set of requirements set for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose the project came about in 2015 when Louth County Council invited approved housing bodies to submit proposals for designs on the site. And we worked with the North and East Housing Association to prepare a feasibility study for the site, and we submitted that to the local authority, and we were happy to say that the Louth County Council selected the proposal as the successful project. You mentioned there about the old fire station site, which was a landmark building in the site for a number of years, and we were very interested in the context, in the urban context and the historical context. The site was previously land that was on the old Siena Convent site, which had these beautiful mature trees and a pocket park. So the key thing for us in terms of the concept was to give something back to Scarlet Street, the street, by opening up the site to the mature trees and the beautiful setting. That was really the key simple idea.
At the heart of this, providing homes for families and for single people, and that's a key part of the development, isn't it? 15 dwellings, but that are very much mixed in terms of what they provide.
Absolutely, there's a diverse mix in terms of the demographic that the project will cater for. So you've got families and you've got single people, and these are located in the centre of the town, which are really accessible to shops and restaurants and bars, and it's people-friendly design, which has been very, very sensitively built in within the community. The practice is a local community and a local business working in the community, and I suppose we're just delighted to be here today, having received this award.
Kieran, I mean, perhaps because it was a housing project and a social housing project, that also maybe helped to capture people's imagination when they were voting in this. But talk to us a little bit about the role that you think architects and architecture can play in addressing our housing crisis.
Well, I think it's crucial, and you're right, Brian. This is really a snapshot of public interest, because the projects that fought it out for the 1, 2 and 3 were the type of issues that are arising for the public. So it's housing and schools and such like. And the aspect that the architect brings to that is that overview of all those components, the functional, the practical, the financial, the management and the imaginative. And what the architect does by leading the design team, brings those things together, works with their client to give an end product that's more than the sum of its parts. And that's really what architects do. They bring imagination and design quality, mm-hmm. but also functional quality and management of the contract and finances of the project to bring home a scheme that's better than what it could have been.
Yeah. And just a word about the runners-up in this. Second place went to
Kylemore Abbey. In Galway by AXO Architects, and third place was Scoilmhuire National School in Monavea in County Galway.
And Adrian, for you and your practice, it's obviously a great award to win, because I suppose a lot of the time, you know, people complain about architecture. So, well, not a lot of the time, but sometimes there are complaints about architecture and maybe a feeling that architects are at odds with the public mood. But to have this public validation of your work, is that something special?
It's amazing. It's a very proud day for the office to be recognised by the public through the RAAI at a national level is a huge honour. As Kieran mentioned there, the practice has been set up by Turlough McKevitt in 1973, and his son James McKevitt is a director in the practice. So together there's been a great and very significant contribution to the North and East architectural heritage. So most people who work in the office, or we all, are actually Drogheda natives. So it's a great news story for Drogheda, and to be part of the story, it's a dream come true. We're absolutely delighted.
Our congratulations to you and the practice, and our thanks for you to coming on, and also to Kieran for talking to us this morning. Thank you both. It's just gone a minute to nine.